الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واصبر نفسك مع الذين يدعون ربهم بالغداة والعشي يريدون وجهه ولا تعد عيناك عنهم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم المرء على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخالل أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Most respected ulama ikram, brothers and elders. One of the things in insan, his part of human nature, is that he wants companionship. He wants some company. He cannot live on his own, isolated, day and night. Occasionally, he might have a few days also to himself. But then, there's a time when he cannot continue alone. He has to be in company. This is his fitrat, his nature. And this company of his is so crucial that in the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala has given very direct commands about this. In the Hadith Sharif, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has highlighted the importance of the kind of company a person keeps, because this company is going to be the means of either making him or breaking him. This is something for all times. The need for good company is for all times. And the caution that a person does not get himself into any wrong company is for any time of the day or night, year, any part of his life. But come these times of the year, the so-called holiday times, the times when people now want to take it easy, and then over and above taking it easy, because the trend in the world is that at certain times of the year, there's a so-called celebration mode and mood. So now a person cannot celebrate on his own. Celebration, a sad celebration. So to start off with, this is not anything to do with the mu'min celebration. Mu'min got nothing to do with this. Rather, the celebration that goes on in this time of the year, especially the celebration on the last day of December, the 1st of January comes in, so people now celebrate the new year. To start off with, the mu'min's new year is not in this time of the year in any case. The mu'min's new year is Muharram. The 1st of Muharram is the new year for the mu'min. It's got nothing to do with him. And apart from that, this particular celebration of bringing in the new year is steeped in shirk. The origins of it is shirk. January, they call it the God of Gates, na'uzubillah. So this is shirk. They are calling onto or believing into some other gods or whatever. It's all shirk. And this is the origin of it. So whether the passing of time, people even recall and remember where it started from, or never have any idea about where it originated, but the fact that the origins are in shirk, so what does a mu'min have to do with something of this nature? He's got nothing to do with it. And let alone have anything to do with it, he doesn't even have any inclination of his heart towards it. And when it is originated in shirk, then he's actually averse to it. There's a dislike for all this in his heart. There's an aversion. Because anything to do with shirk, a mu'min's heart is filled with tawheed. And tawheed, the oneness of Allah Ta'ala, and shirk are two total opposites. So anything that, when a person has tawheed in his heart, anything to do with shirk, he has nothing to do with it. He's far away from it. So in any case, there's one very fundamental aspect. But now when come this time of the year, generally people are on a break because maybe there's no work, person is on leave, whatever else. So now, even people of Iman get into the celebration mode, which, as to start off with, you mentioned, got nothing to do with the mu'min. But then, people start looking for company. Because this break, taking a leave, enjoying some time, this doesn't happen generally on oneself. He wants a circle of friends. He wants to have people who then he can enjoy his time with. But now this becomes a very delicate moment, that what does he do, who does he choose as his companions, what circle of friends does he choose, and as mentioned, this is for any time of the year, any part of his life. So in this regard, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala commands in the Quran Sharif, Ya أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. O you who believe, fear Allah Ta'ala. The first command in the Quran Sharif after Surah Al-Fatiha. Surah Fatiha is all about the summary of the entire Quran Sharif. And it starts off with Alif Lam Mim ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Starts off with taqwa right in the first ayat of Surah Baqarah. And throughout the Quran Sharif, the repeated instruction to attain taqwa, to adopt taqwa in one's life. So again here Allah says, you have to adopt this taqwa. This is the path of success and salvation. And how will this come? Kunu ma'as sadiqeen. Be in the company of the righteous. Be in the company of the truthful. The truthful who are true to Allah Ta'ala. They are true to Allah Ta'ala. The person, people who have made the claim, like we have made also, that la ilaha illallah, there's none worthy of worship besides Allah Ta'ala. They have made the claim that they are totally obedient to Allah Ta'ala because Allah alone is their creator, sustainer, nourisher. But then they are truthful to that claim, they live up to that. They don't go left and right. They are committed to the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. They are the truthful ones. So Allah says, be with the truthful. Kunu ma'as sadiqeen, the righteous, the pious. So the taqwa will only be attained through this path. And in this regard, the hadith sharif, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Al-mar'u ala deeni khaleelihi, falyanzur ahadukum man yukhalil. Person will be on the way of his friend, whether he likes it or not. He's got a good friend, mashallah, whether he wants to or doesn't want to, he'll end up going in that direction. He'll go in the right direction. And if he chooses the wrong company, then the wrong company might sometimes offer him a lot of excitement, a lot of fun, good time, but that good time could become very, very problematic for him. There's one ayat of the Quran Sharif where Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentions, وَيَوْمَ يَعَضُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَىٰ يَدَيْهِ. Time will come, the day of Qiyamah, that the oppressor will bite on his hands, he'll chew on his hands. Now when a person is in utmost grief, deep in sorrow, and nothing that he can do about it now. It's too late to do anything. So now how does he express that sorrow and grief? He'll start biting his fingers. Allah says he'll chew his whole hand, forget bite his fingers. Because it's the day of Qiyamah already. And what has already been done cannot be undone. So now who is this person? So primarily the reference of this ayat is an incident that happened where once this very prominent person among the people of Makkah, Uqba bin Abi Mu'ayt. He was a very wealthy person, very, very prominent person. So he would every now and again invite all the people of Makkah, especially when he returned from some journey. And it would be his pride and his, so to say, honor now that he invited all the influential people. So on one occasion he invited, again everybody invited Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, I will not accept your invitation. Until you accept Islam, I will not accept your invitation. To just have his honor and prestige maybe, and to make sure for that purpose to have Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam present in his gathering, in his invitation. So he said, okay, I'm accepting Islam, and he accepted Islam. So now in any case, the invitation took place and finished off. Now here comes the issue of friends. So he had a friend, very close friend, Ubay bin Khalaf. So he wasn't there at that time. He came in later. He was probably out. When he came back, he heard about this whole incident. That Uqba has accepted Islam. So now friends. So the friend came, so-called friend. And he came and started in a very, very roundabout way taunting him. And now this is what carries on up to this day. When a person wants to take the right path, there'll be those who will they will now somehow key him in the wrong direction. Since when you became such a big Sufi now? See, you flying high also nowadays. And what you up to, who are you trying to fool? And who are you trying to impress? I'm trying to impress Allah Ta'ala. I'm far away from it still. But I'm trying to impress Allah Ta'ala, meaning make, earn the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. But now when a person is trying to do the right thing, there'll be people around, whether it's sometimes family, sometimes friends, sometimes whoever, and for whatever their motives are, sometimes to just cover up for themselves. Just to cover up for themselves, they'll try to stop somebody else from going forward. One Sheikh al-Hadith of Dalong Deoband has written one incident. One Englishman accepted Islam. In England, he accepted Islam. So now the first, among the first things he started doing already, was he started growing his beard. So now when he started growing his beard, now he already had some circle of friends, Muslim friends, but unfortunately weak in the iman. So now when he started growing his beard, so some of them said to him, look, it's not such a necessary thing. Now they're stopping him. They are without beard, so now they're stopping him. Because now this fellow, he's a part of our circle, he'll grow a beard, we'll look odd in his company. That he's now just come into deen, and he's moving ahead where you are. So they said to him, look, this is not so necessary. Now that's the, wherever they try to now misuse this, whereas it's a very necessary thing, it's wajib. So his response as a new Muslim, somebody has just come into Islam, he said to them, I don't want to know what's necessary or not necessary. I want to know what my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam did. What was his appearance? How he conducted himself? What was his dressing? That's what I want to do. Necessary, not necessary, leave that discussion for some other time. But what he did, I want to do. Because I'm following in his footsteps. So in any case, Ubay bin Khalaf heard this now, he came and started taunting. I heard you now are in need of money, you poor. Now to tell a very wealthy person you're poor is a very big insult. I see you poverty stricken. He said, what do you mean I'm poverty stricken? You accepted Islam, it seems you're looking for something. It seems you want now some help. Maybe we'll make a collection for you. Now this was a serious insult for him. So he said, no, I haven't done anything. I just did it out of convenience, out of expediency. So he said, no, I'm not accepting this. I'll only accept what you're saying. Now look at the friend. What kind of friend? He said, you must go. And na'udhu billah, summa na'udhu billah, you must spit in the face of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you must reject what you did, that you are no more on his path. Only then I will accept you are my friend. Now this so-called friend of his led him down this path. And now to keep that circle of friends, to be part of that company, because that company will say, if you don't smoke what we're smoking, then you can't be part of this. So you say, okay, whatever you do, I'll do. That's how these things happen. If you don't come where we're going, don't worry, we'll pay for the ticket. Give you a free ticket. But sometimes it's a free ticket to Jahannam. So this wretched person went on the advice of his friend. And he went and did that. And Allah is talking about him in the Quran Sharif. That this is the zalim. But this zalim is the zalim on the occasion when this ayat was revealed. But anybody follows the path of the zalim will be also zalim. That he listens to his friends to disobey Allah Ta'ala. That he gives preference to his friendship over the commands of Allah Ta'ala, over the way of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Allah says, وَيَوْمَ يَعَدُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَىٰ يَدَيْهِ. When this zalim and this oppressor of his own self will chew his both hands, and now he'll lament, يَا وَيْلَتَا يَا وَيْلْ يَوْمَ يَعَدُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَىٰ يَدَيْ يَقُولْ يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ لَيْتَنِي اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا. How I wish I had taken the path of the Rasul of Allah Ta'ala, followed in his footsteps. And then, my friend, what about my friend? يَا وَيْلَتَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ اتَّخِذْ فُلَانًا خَلِيلًا. How I wish I had never befriended this person. لَقَدْ أَضَلَّنِي عَنِ الذِّكْرِ بَعْدَ إِذْ جَاءَنِي. That when I already had received the advice, the correct path, the reminder from Allah Ta'ala, but this person came and deviated me. What a tragedy has happened, but too late to do anything about it now. It's already Qiyamah. Now it's perpetual doom, destruction. Where it started off from? Friend. Kind of friend. The Quran Sharif, in the ayat that was recited right at the beginning, Allah Ta'ala commands Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the greatest of Allah's makhluk. And there's nobody, one fraction close to him. But to give the ummah the lesson. So there are many commands in the Quran Sharif directed to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not because he was in need of it. But Allah is highlighting by means of this, that if I am addressing my Nabi who's ma'soom, everybody is in need of his company, and if I am commanding him with this, then where does anybody else stand? Allah commands Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wasbir nafsaka ma'alladheena yad'oona rabbahum bilghadati wal'ashi yuriduna wajha wa la ta'adu aynaka anhum, that you confine yourself, wasbir, be patient with them, meaning there'll be a lot of attractions outside. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is ma'soom. He doesn't have, everybody needed his company. The Sahaba became Sahaba purely by virtue of his being in his company with Iman. For that one brief moment, it transformed them from where to where. Everybody needed his company. But to highlight the lesson to the Ummah, Allah is saying, look, the time will come to everybody. There'll be a lot of temptations out there. It'll require sabr to be in the right place. That I'm not going to succumb to the temptations. This is happening here and that is happening there, and this celebration and that souk and whatever else, because those environments are not conducive to Iman. Those environments are not going to help a person to become more conscious of Allah Ta'ala. It's not going to bring the fear of Allah in one's heart. Rather, the person who's conscious will go there and lose it also. Allah is saying to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you restrict yourself, confine yourself, be patient with those who call unto your Rabb morning and evening, meaning their entire day and night is in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. Yuriduna wajha, and they do all this purely out of the wanting the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. They have no other motive. Their only motive is to be come close to Allah Ta'ala. And Allah says, وَلَا تَعْدُ عَيْنَاكَ عَنْهُمْ. Don't ever turn your gaze away from them. Be focused on this. Now this is the command to Allah's beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who's ma'soom, who's sinless. He doesn't need anybody's company. Everybody needed his company. We don't have the personality of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our midst, in our life. But we have his teachings. We have those who follow his way of life. We have those who are obedient to Allah Ta'ala. Those who stay far away from all these environments of sin and vice. That's the company we need to take. Not those who are offering us a free ticket to Jahannam. Those who are offering us a free ride to hell. Then it will be too late to lament. So now is the time. The time is now to keep ourselves in the right place, in the right time. Just to finish off on this Hadith Sharif, well-known Hadith, where the person in the Bani Israel committed 99 murders. Then something came in his heart, but now I can't carry on with this life. I need to sort myself out. So he inquired, is there any person that can guide me? So they told him this certain person, pious person, but that pious person may have been pious but had limited knowledge. So he nevertheless went and asked him that I committed 99 murders. Is there any path, any way out? Can I be redeemed in any way? He said, 99 murders? What are you talking about? There's nothing for you, you're doomed. So now when he spoke to him in that way, he thought, well, if I am doomed in any case, and I've already committed 99, why not round it off? So he killed this person also. But then something was still troubling him that conscience was hurting him. So he asked again after some time, look, please tell me some knowledgeable person. And there's the big lesson for us. We seek advice from people of true knowledge. We don't seek advice from Google, and don't ever seek advice from AI, and don't seek advice from people who don't have the correct credentials, the correct training, in the company of those who have true knowledge and taqwa. We seek knowledge and advice from the right places. So in any case, they told him, finally some person, knowledgeable person, he asked him, he said, who can become a barrier between you and Allah Ta'ala? You do the right thing, make tawbah, you make amends, Allah will accept you. Then he gave him advice. He said, in taliq ila ardi kaza wa kaza. That you leave from here, go to certain place. فَإِنَّ بِهَا أُنَاسًا يَدْعُونَ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى فَادْعُوا اللَّهَ تَعَالَى مَعَهُمْ فَاعْبُدِ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى مَعَهُمْ. You go to certain place, people who are engaged in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala, in the worship of Allah Ta'ala, you go and be part of them. He was given a path and given direction to go join people of that nature and caliber. Which kind of people? People who are obedient to Allah Ta'ala. He said, you go there and be there. And wala tarji ila ardik fa innaha ardu su'in. Don't ever return to your place. This is a place of evil. Meaning people who are engaged in evil. You come back, you'll do the same. So you remain where people are engaged in Allah's obedience. Now, when we have been afforded so many spaces and places where we can be in the right place, be in the right company, and then we choose to go to places of evil, to places of vice, to places where Allah's commands are being blatantly trampled, so then what's going to become the condition of our hearts? Is our heart going to remain inclined towards righteousness? Or then one evil will lead to another, and Allah forbid where this will drop us. So especially at very delicate times, it's not time to be roaming around. These are times to become very concerned. Like in this time of the year, there's a lot of alerts that be very cautious and concerned about your safety, security. Don't leave things just open and out in your car somewhere and your house and protect yourself. More than that, all that in its place, more than that, imani security. To secure our iman, to secure our deen. Because life one day is going to go. No matter how much we secure ourselves, we're going to lie in that qabr. There's no escape from the qabr. We're going to stand on the day of Qiyamah, and that could happen sooner than we think. Tomorrow is too far away. Tonight might be too far away. We have no idea. So the thing is, more than safety and security of our physical self, of our properties and wealth and belongings and whatever else, above everything else, the security of our iman, the security of our deen. Because when we leave this dunya and go in the qabr, none of these things are going to come along. It's iman that will come along. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.